Just to remind ourselves, on Tosfos, and we're doing Tosfos to complete some events, we must have Hoya, the second Tosfos. I want to remind ourselves what the Gemara said, not Pi Rashi, and then we'll see what Tosfos said. The Gemara in the third line of Basement Base brought down a story. Somebody burnt a Godish and had a Zeresha and a Sefer. There's the first part of the Brisa and the second part of the Brisa. It's not Brisa, it's Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Eved wasn't tied to it. So he burnt the Godish and the Eved was nearby. And at the same time, he burnt the Godish, it also burnt the Gdi, and the Lach is Yechayev to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because there's no common Eved to have a name. You expect the Eved to have run away. There's no common Eved to have a name. In the second case, the Eved was tied to the Godish. And since the Eved was tied to the Godish, he's not going to have to pay for the Godish. Because since by lighting the fire, he's chayv misa for killing the Eved, so he's potter also to pay tashlum. That part is clear in the right, in the Mishnah. Right, you ask him? Yeah? And there's one point that is unclear. That's the point of this Tosfos and Rashi Tosfos. What about the Gdi? What about the Gdi? In the what we have in the Mishnah is in the ratio where we said Yochayim, the Gdi was kofus, the Gdi was tied. And in the Sefer, when we said your poto, the Gdi was somach, the Gdi wasn't tied. A person might make a mistake and think the reason why he doesn't need to pay for the Gdi is because the Gdi was somach, because the Gdi was nearby, the Gdi should have run away. That's where you could have made a mistake. But that's a mistake, because even had the Gdi been tied, it would have been the same halach. Because since the person chayv misa for killing the Eved, the male of the Kal Komnev and Javne, so anyway, he would be potter to pay, just like he's potter to pay for the Godish, he's potter to pay for the Gdi. So why does it say the Gdi is not of them? Even if the Gdi would be kopos, it'd also be potter to pay for the Gdi. That's what Rashi asked. And Rashi said, in Akhalami, there's no difference whatsoever. If the kofos, the non kofos, it doesn't make a difference. In the second case, even if the gdi is kofos, you're going to be potter for burning the gdi because of commonly midrabbani. And the reason why it says somok is lav dafka, even had it been kofos, would have been the same other. I spoke about Somo, and it said you're potter by Somo. It doesn't mean that. Well, if it be kofos, you'd be potter for Gdi. That's Shitzes Rashi. So if you go through the case in the Mishnah, look where I can have the case. We have here two cases in the Mishnah. We had Eved. What was that? Eved? Eved.
First case.
The first case is Eved. Somo. And Rashi. Okay. This is the chart for the time being, just to show what we're going on. Eved chart. This is the case of an Eved song. The Eved is not tied, which is the ratio. The Eved is not tied. So what's that like if it's a Gdi kofos, if it's Rashi? You chayv and part of the Gdi kofos. The Eved was song. The Eved wasn't kofos. The Gdi kofos is a posh of your chayv. Right? What about Gdi Somoch?
Gdi Somoch also.
Also chayv. With Rashi, you're always chayv. And then the second, and that's the ratio. So, and in the same way,
that's the question of Gdi
kofos. Big deal. Very good. Mm-hmm. You say, but the Gdi doesn't have that.
Right.
Here we have the Sefer. welcome to do your own child. This is mine. And the Sefer, we have Gedi Tophos, Gedi Song. And the Sefer, this is now the Sefer, those of you that have long vision, all the better. And the Sefer, the evidence Tophos, and the Sefer, the evidence Tophos. What's the deal? What's that lock if the Gedi is Tophos?
Into
Rashi, but it's possible because there's no way they can to run away, right? It's possible in Potter here, coming in Germany. And Rashi said you're Potter, and Sambuch,
also
Potter. But why did it? So, which one's the bigger Kiddush to say you're Potter in these two?
Second.
The between these two. The copy of the son of which one's more posher than your potter? Right, he ran away. So this is the more posher one, but what one does it say actually in the Mishnah?
That's, it says that he's
son of. You would have thought. The mission should tell me the more kiddush. The mission is telling me the more posher one. The mission should tell me the bigger kiddush. Always better tell me the biggest kiddush, not the smallest. That's our own rush.
I think sometimes you don't want to make kiddush.
We can't make our kiddush, and that's true. But the mission can tell us our lockers, and both the true mission should tell us the bigger kiddush. So again, in the Rishah, what one does it actually say in the Mishnah, in the Rishah?
The ratio says that it's kapot, the kapot, and the
ratio. This is the one that's written, the gdi kapot. The ratio is saying in a case where the emet somok and your chayv to pay. Yeah. Oh, it's old even. Oh, okay. Yeah, you have. Although I want to see it. I'm going to put my shoulder.
I'm staying. I'll see you. Who's off in the board? I'm talking about the wall.
Okay, maybe the hundred. The ratio, what's it say there? Everyone can see my writing?
Yeah.
The case of the H is the case of that evidence song. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, what's the lock here? Big D in Kofos. What's the lock with Big D in Stalk? What's the safer? Safer is the evidence corpus. Right. Mm-hmm. And then also on the same side of Shaila, once the locker
And D is Tomok. An element is only D is Propos. This we can learn as a preview.
Okay, 1 second. Let's just make something clear. Alright. So what's our up here? Evan Somo. What's the name? Rashi from Rashi. So what? From Rashi. Evan Somo. What's the name?
Why?
We take on the animals that have das and they won't run away. Right? Moving on to the safer. In the case of Evan Corpus, the day is coming down. It wasn't in my Gedi Corpus. Why? Because it's got him down in it, right? And there's no way he could have run away. And it's.
Yes, goodness.
It's possible it should be high. It should be possible. It's possible, no.
It's possible they should be high and they should come back to
it's possible because it's. The case by Nisamor. He could have said, didn't swallow, I should be bottom. Well, that's not a good start. Could he say, why you bottom? He could have run away.
But
he
rushed it.
Because Rashi is not true. We don't expect it to run away. So if you look at the case that we have on here, that's the law of the country Rashi with our owner. That every case that the mission speaks about is the less of the Chiddush. In the case where you're chayev, right, it's more possible you're chayev by Kofos than by Solomon. By Solomon, I could have thought we expect animals to run away. But actually, no, you're chayev in that case as well. In the case of the sefer, it's more possible to say it should be chayev. You're possible when it's not tied because you could have explored maybe the animal will run away. But nevertheless, you're also possible in the case where it couldn't have run away. There's probably nothing. And again, you should choose. The less of a Kiddush considered. Star
or
Rashi.
Or you could say it's a Kiddush that the animal will run away in both of those cases.
Famous, famous. In this case here, the case is possibly a more potter than the case where it could have run away.
Right.
So why don't you say the case where it's more of a Kiddush of course? That's a Oren Rashi. Say that. That's a Oren Rashi. That's Rashi Malach. But I'm going to do Tesis Malach and see how Tesis learns. So why does Rashi written that way? Because it says Lav Davka, right? According to Rashi, it's possible to go tomorrow. It's possible that even an animal that could run away, you are going to be chayiv for it. Even if it could run away, you're going to be chayiv. The reason why Mishnah spoke about these cases is because by Evan, there's a difference between Thomas and Thomas. So by Yehudi, we also made some kiddush. It's irrelevant. Not negir. But let's see Tosis, but in Kikovs, there's now in Tosis another 2 Mahalkim, and that makes it a total of 3 Mahalkim in the Gemara. Amen. What's Tosis Kash? Amen. The list of Bereshit Gdiv Evan Tomo. Why did it not say in the Risha the bigger Chiddush that the Gdi is Tomo? Of a safer and a clean summer, and even there, we're going to be shy. Why not say that case? In the ratio, when you're shy, there's no going to the same case with a clean summer, and even there, you're going to be shy from this finish, and the animal can't be expected to run away.
This is the question that I am. She on the Gemara.
It's a question on the Gemara for the time being. from the place is going to have an answer to that. We don't. So, Dabar Abusa Tvei, Obe Sefer, and in the Sefer, and the Keter, your portal, and therefore, there's more than. I haven't got there, so I went back around. Obe Sefer, and in the Sefer, where we have in the Keter, your portal, because we come over Dharmine, you should say the bigger Kiddush. What's the bigger Kiddush? The D is also Kapos. And even then, your portal, even though the Gdi couldn't have run away, you should have said, Di Vavid Kapos. The harder of Busa's faith. That's the bigger Kiddush. That's the bigger Kiddush. If you look at the chart on the board, where the arrow is, it's what Misha says. And the bigger Kiddush are the other ones. In the race where you are, time to pay. The Kiddush is your chai, even when the Gdi is soft. So I've said that. And in the Sefer, when you're part of the pay, the Kiddush is your part, even again, when it's couples. If it wasn't tied, it would run away. It should run away. So the main end, if it wasn't tied, what was the case of the ratio? It was tied. And then you're, because if it wasn't tied, it'd be potter. Because this is Yossi Shitta. Then animal would run away. We expect the animal to run away. The Gdi Nami Hoyanadiburg, we expect the Gdi to run away. Ratio, Diktoni, Gdi Kofus, the Ebet Somo. In the Mishnah, it says that the Gdi was tied and the Eved was somot. It's specifically in this instance that you're going to be chayv. Why? Because if the Gdi would have been somot, you wouldn't have been chayv. It's only because there was kofos. Over Sefer, and in the Sefer, what's the Sefer? The Gdi was, it's the same thing as the Eved was kofos and the Gdi was somot. And you are portal.
What?
Well, you can't even give you the book. Even at being tied, it would have been portal.
No. Same it's Rashbam.
Yeah. So it's a problem. In the same, you're portal because of coming to Germany. So why talk about a case of sorrow? Talk about a case of top horse. And even then, you're going to be portal. So he's got a bit of a problem with that. What does he say? Wherever safe and good is, some of ever comes like Pirush. Oi, Eved Kofus, oi. Pirush. Yeah, that's the word of the Gemara. Eved Kofus, oi. Right? Pirush, what do those words mean? Oi, Eved Kofus, oi. Let's say the Rashbam. What's the Rashbam say? Remember the ball. Remember the ball. Yeah, so we have here the Rashbam. A different color. What color would you like? Part of why you shouldn't run away. So run away, right?
It's my focus and it's here, so we can actually be here.
Yeah, if you so we expect it to run away. And the safer where you're calling the dominate, it should be bottle. So what's the lock in the TV corpus? Why bottle? Okay, and the statement and it's some more, what would be the name?
Of Potter because it could run away.
Potter because it should have gone away. You see? So now he has a little problem. Because what they're saying in the reading by said, how your D, some of Loi, the Emmet, Corpus Loi, your bottle. You've got cash in. It's only because it was, the Emmet is. Kotzer, so that's my kotzer. I'm not even the nation. When they have the son of a kotzer, because the Hebrew Gdi was son of. Oh, you have these son of Roy. They have a kotzer, so your kotzer. It's not true. Your kotzer, you have a son of a kotzer. Because we expect the animals to run away. So why do you read the Sefer? I'm going to tell you two cases that you'll be in potter. Oh, you have the son of Roy, your potter. Oh, you have a compass story that your potter, you have to keep it behind. Yeah? No? Mm-hmm. You go to the Rajman, like you see over here, you're only chayiv if the D is, the only case in which you're chayiv is if the D was tied. If the D was loose, you'd be potter because we expect the animal to run away.
It's also marshmallows.
Why would be unsafe?
Huh? Why would it doesn't say anything. Rish doesn't talk about this case.
Oh, but so you can say marshmallow.
Yeah, do
right.
The Rish speaks about this case. The cops. That's what the Rish said. Oh, yeah, the cops are then so very high. Is it deal? It's not a deal. When you say, oh, we did the Rish, then we use your. And the same, I'm going to tell you, can't take a photo. So the ratio of cases that you're hiring is one case if the Eved was not tied.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was tied, then you're going to be hired. Then those two together, no problem. You can't turn the animals run away. That's the ratio. So it's the same, I'm going to tell you two cases where you're going to be photo. If the case of the Eved was, if he was so going, if he was so going, you're going to be photo because you expect the animals to run away. And if that, if the deer was tied, it could also be part of it. If the ever was
tied,
if the ever was tied, then oh, you think it's not good. Oi, ever, couple slide, you're gonna be okay. That's Shitter's dungeon bum. And I'm not even gonna be fair after the intended the board backwards. Yeah, Kunzer is bum. If the animal's loose, you're never going to be afraid of the animal because we expect it to run away. The ratio was specifically where the animal was tied. That's what it said. Specifically where the animal was tied. If it's loose, it's going to be possible because you expect it to run away. Sefer said, if the Eved was tied and the animal was loose, then you're going to be bottom. That's very shred. Because if the Eved, we don't need the Eved to be tied. If the Eved was loose, and there's no coming with Germany, there's still going to be possible because they expect the animal to run away. Says the Rashbam, you're misreading. In the Sefer says, so the way you read it is, Hoya Evan Kompusloy, then you're going to be always potter. And then you're going to be, Hoya Evan Kompusloy, you're going to be always potter. Because even if the animal would have been tied, you would be because of Kompusloy. And even if the Evan wasn't tied, but the Evan was loose, but the D was son of glory, it also be. As Hoya, Evan, Kopazoy, Oi, Gdi, son of glory, those are the two cases you're going to be possible. Evan, Kopazoy, then your father was going to come in. And therefore, even if the D was tied, you'd be also because of coming in Javine.
Of the
evidence, yeah. And if the D was loose, you're also going to be always part of it, even if the Eved was tied, because we expect it to run away. Yeah, and he turns the Nusach of the Bryce except missed a bit round. But I'm really going to. Place one second. On the same these summer for the Eved couple, and you got the gift the other way around. The same these summer for Eved couple, Spirish. Oh, Eved couple, so in Amish, it's not written this way, but it's the same idea. Amish and the Russian is Eved couple with these summer. Come to the Rajbam, it's these summer for Eved couple. It's the same idea, just the opposite way around. But then the vav of the Eved Kavos is a or not a vav a chibur, not that you need both, it's an or. A little bit not gishmak. What's not gishmak about the Rashbam? No, it's not, but that's not gishmak.
It's an or.
It could have said, oh, okay, Mom can sometimes be, oh, yeah, I've had that before many times. But Mom can be, oh, yeah. No, that's not what's not Gishman.
Change the
Gishman. No, it's, you didn't have to change the Gishman. No, look again. I want you to look again. From Tol Shema and the rice in the Mishneh, Tol Shema Mandik, and read the first two lines and tell me what's not Gishma. In the Mishneh, sorry, it's not right. The Mishneh. Mandik is a god. You see where it is? Three lines down. What's the vav in the ratio? Is a ratio and a sefer, yeah? What's the vav in the ratio? Is it a vav achibur or vav achilu? Is it and or all?
It's
and. The ratio, it's and.
Yeah.
You're only going to be chayiv if you've got both of these things. The evad was tzomach and the gdil. And then what's the vav in the sefer? Oh, that's not Gishma. Yeah, it's the same vav. You're meant to know in the region and in the sefer it's all. Right? Every Mahalakhi has a son, that's why the other one went the other way. If you have one region who's got the most poshup shot, then nothing to any authority, it's not our word, but anything which makes it not as easy reading, then there's no reason why anyone would have gone to another shot. So, the chesaron, if we can use that word, chas v'shalom rashbam, the thing that for us is hard to understand is the vav in the ratio could be an and the sefer we're meant to know means all is very troubling. It's troubling. Why is the rashbam learn this? Because the rashbam says posha to him that first he's got that kasha. He's got the kasha. Why did the mission say the lesser of a chiddush? Mission says the bigger chiddush. Because the rashbam will answer that kasha. The Mishnah spoke about all the cases, didn't speak about the lesser Kiddush. In the Mishnah, it spoke about the only case of Chai. And in the same, it spoke about both cases. So it never told you a lesser Kiddush. According to Rashi, it spoke about one case on a Mishnah where it couldn't spoke about two. And the same, it spoke about one case where it couldn't spoke about two. It just picked one of them. The problem was, it chose the lesser of the Kiddush. Why didn't it say the bigger Kiddush? According to Rashbam, in the Rishon, there's only one case of Chayim, and that's the case the Mishnah told us. And in the Sefer, there's two possibilities to be Chayim, to be Potter, and those are the two cases that the Mishnah said. So it never said the lesser. So that's the big mind in the Rashbam's shah, to answer the Kasha. Right, answer the Kasha, I'm Rashi.
You think the
Rashi
is
part of the
Rashi, the notion of
the animal? Oh, that is an additional point. I'm not sure whether the Rashbam muskul rishon was we expect the animal to run away. Well, I'm not sure if that was the point, or the muskul rishon was the kasha he had, and the din came out because of that. I'm not sure. It could be also true, but the muskul rishon we expect the animal to run away. Or the Rashi from a Gemara and all like that. You have to see how they're putting it out for a moment. But the muskul rishon we expect the animal to run away, and therefore he says it's pshat, or the other way around. We don't have a muskul rishon, we don't know whether an animal would run away or would not run away. We don't know. I've got a kasha. Why are you telling me? The less of a kiddush, that can't be the pshat. Elamai, the mission tells you, it must be come to us both points. And therefore, we know we expect the animal to run away.
Is one bird over the other as far as like better to bob consistent? Or is it better to go with the lesser
kiddush?
Both
of them have drawbacks. Yeah, both of them.
No, just looking.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's like a hierarchy.
Well, we can see in the Rashba. You can see in the Rashba.
He does that better.
Yeah.
Rashi doesn't.
That's a more fun question. Somebody writes in the big dish. Animals. It burns.
An animal is not tied, I guess. It's not tied. Yeah.
It's burn. It's proximity. So the person is not responsible because it could have run away.
That's what Rashba said.
Just in terms of
the commitment to suicide itself, it was that because it ran away.
You were the Mazik. I mean, somebody, the person lit up the thing and all the that was possible with other subsequent damage.
Yeah, we're going to see even more than that. We're going to see soon. And this is going to be some excitement here. But if I write then the Eved was nearby, I don't have to pay for the Eved. I don't need to pay for the Eved. Why? I couldn't expect the Eved to get up, even though the damage happened afterwards. And so even though it wouldn't have happened without me lighting, but sometimes I would never have to dream that it would happen. So a similar thing, a contrast with an animal. I never dreamed that animal was going to stay there. So when I light up fire, it shouldn't be including the animal as well.
We're taking the intent of the Mazik.
Because the Mazik is high because he was meant to look after his fire. He only has to look after his fire for something which is Shkiach, something which is not Shkiach. He didn't have to look after it. So as far as I'm concerned, when I lit the fire, your D was not meant to get burnt. It's like an anus.
The Gadish is, it's this big head.
Right.
That's going to go very, very quickly. It was like just a pile of wood. Have you ever which seen, goes quite slowly.
Have you ever seen a Gadi running?
A Gadi
running?
They pop. Yeah, but yeah, as soon as skip around.
They go faster than the speed of fire. Yes, they go. They go. All right, fine. All right, Vahir. So now there's one little problem with the Pshat of Rashma. Besides the Oyin Vav, which we've already read, the Rashi Bor Gemara. Rashi Bor Gemara that says that an animal, you can't expect the animal to escape fire. The Gemara says, Shoyik Mamayne, just like if somebody burns down a house, you have to pay for the house. So if somebody puts a coal on an animal, yeah, an animal died, you have to pay for the animal. The animal gets injured, you have to pay for the animal. Now, Gemara says that if somebody puts a coal on an eved, on a servant, you don't need to pay. Why? Because we expect the animal, the eved to knock off the coal. But if somebody puts it on an animal, you do need to pay. Why? Because you don't expect it. That's the Rashi. Rashi says you don't expect it. So what's the Rashi doing with that? Gemara seems to support the Rashi chat. Vahim, the same Pilkin, Abde Kigufo, Sheikh Ramayla, those were the words at the end of the period, which Rashi brought as a raya. You see, the Chayim, if you put a coal on a shoy, because you don't expect animals to escape fire. Vahim, the same Pilkin, Abde Kigufo, Sheikh Ramayla, i.e., the Eved Vishoy Kofus. We're talking about the Eved Vishoy Kofus. First word on the line is by him. By who? Yeah, you see it? By who? The same Pilkin. After you go for a shaking of my night, I read the Eved Vishoy Kofos. It's talking about Eved and a shade that's tied up. The Bailim Oindim Etzlo. And the owners are standing watching it. Okay, you're saying, now, listen. Frame this Tosus, put it on your window, on your wall, and read it twice a day. So what's he saying? The Bailim are standing there. When somebody comes along and ignites the Eved or ignites the, sorry, it doesn't exactly ignite them. It lights a fire nearby or puts a coal on him, right on him. Alev Avdoi, when he places the Gecheles on the Mazik, places the Gecheles on the lev of his Eved. Bottle. The Mazik is bottle. Why is the Mazik bottle? Shemachashi Belibo, come, tied up. Shemachashi Belibo, Shaodoi Yisireno. He thinks, I'm not doing a Maisa Mazik. The Odoi is going to remove the say, okay, I'm going to get paid anyway. Because an Eved is something, it's not just the value of the animal, of the Eved. He's been biased by me. I've trained him in. So Mamela, the Odoin, who's watching his Eved being tortured, is not going to stand by idly. He's going to take off the coal and not rely on the Tashlumim. Oh, I'm going to get paid back anyway. No. And therefore, if the person light puts the coal on the Eved, he's not going to be chayv to pay. He's not going to be chayv to pay because he's thinking, I'm not doing a Maisa Mazik. It's not going to happen. No. It's not going to happen. The Adam is going to remove it. One second. No question. I'm just saying what it says.
Okay.
Question after. So why it says this? So what when you put the coal on, no questions yet. When you put the coal on the Eved, he's expecting the Adam to remove it, and therefore he's not chayev. Aval says the Tosfos kishenir. If anyone has a highlight, you should highlight these words. When the mazik puts the coal on the heart of the shoy, the other's watching it, and he doesn't care less, he doesn't care to remove it. He's expecting to be paid. So if you want to kill my shoy, that's your business. What am I going to lose by it? Money? I'm not going to lose money. You're going to pay me. Therefore, Abdoi. The last one of the Gemara is Abdu ki gufoi, Abdu, if he puts the coal on the Eved, the Mazik doesn't need to pay. Because we're expecting the Odin to remove it. Just like the Odin removed it from himself, so to remove it from his Eved. But Shoyoi ki mamoinoi. But putting a coal on the show is like you lighting up my house. What happens if I'm watching my house burn down? Bottom of the pay. Why? If I'm watching my house burn down, I'm there. Do you expect me to put out my fire? No, don't have to. You wanted to burn my house in a bucket shop? My house is worth $200,000. Pay me $200,000. I haven't lost anything. I'm not going to waste my time extinguishing the fire you made. I don't need to do that. It's not going to be after engine. The maker says, taste the Rashbam. The Gemara at the end of this pig is no contradiction to what I told. I hold if the Gdi is so much expect the Gdi to run away. So if somebody puts a coal on a Gdi that's not Cosmos, am I going to drive? Not Cosmos. If I put a coal on a Gdi that's not Cosmos, I'm not going to be drive. We expect the Gdi to knock it off and run off. The end of the Gemara took our time. And the Eved's died, and the Gdi is died. But why on earth am I potter by Eved? If the Eved's died, why should I be potter? Because the Bailim are standing there. And the Bailim are standing there, we expect the Bailim to extinguish it. Shaking by the Gdi, even if the Bailim is standing there, we don't expect them to extinguish it. Why? Because he's saying, I'm just going to run. You want to burn my Gdi, Bakisha, on the show. Right? Yeah. Yossi, why is this such an important question? This is Rashbam telling us in the Gemara that what do we see? Why is it such an important place? You see from here that even if the Bailim are watching his fire and thing burning down and he could put it out, not required to. Because the only reason why I need to make fences is stop your things from damaging, and stop somebody else damaging you. But I can try, you want to damage me, but I can try, pay me afterwards. You can't expect me to put it. You hear?
No.
This is a place that you should put on your window, on your wall, and read it twice a day. Right. This is the place which is not come on the right. Anyway, I had a shot. You remember? And Rafi, remember, was here for a few, 3 days or so. So he went to Meron, the Lag BaOmer, and he heard the Kleisenberg Rebbe speak. He showed me the video of it, he had on his phone. So the Kleisenberg Rebbe was speaking about Ishan Shem Chitzov. He was really excited because he was only here for three days or so. He felt it was like Hashem giving him a kiss. He had no idea otherwise what the... And the Kleisenberg Rebbe had weed on there, which was we didn't even have to tell you, had weed on there. We would have had more of a kiss because the Kleisenberg Rebbe asked the same question that we asked. The Yerushalayim said that he would make Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av and not on the 9th. And we asked the question, right? If Ishan Shem Chitzov, Rabbi Yitzchak tells us the whole action already started when he was on the beginning of the lighting. So Rabbi Yerushalayim, people should certainly say it should be on the 9th and not on the 10th. He asked that question. He said the Teret, which when I heard it, I thought was wrong. I went to speak to Dain Solomon and he said, yeah, it's wrong. fire or gepshamitz. He said the Teret that eishem mishum chitzo. If you light a fire and burn, if the owners are watching it, you'd be potter because we expect the owner to put it out. It's wrong. It seems wrong. If that would be what he said, I could hear what I heard before he heard. But if we expect the owner to put it out, then the person lights it up. Now, he's not right by a building. He is right by an eved. In eved we see here, in Tosfos, that if an eved, if the owner is standing there, we expect the owner to put it out. Why? Because by his showing by his property, he'll say, I don't care, I'm getting payment anyway. But by eved, you don't look at the payment. By eved, you look at your eved. Because it's a personal, because you're changing it. It's more than just payment. If it's just payment, then we say, you're not going to put it out. If it's something more than just payment, then the person standing there should put it out. So he was saying, I think this is probably what you meant. The Beis HaMikdash is not, oh, it's burned, okay, we'll get paid back for it. The Beis HaMikdash had such a great greatness to it that it doesn't have financial value to it. And therefore, if we had the possibility to extinguish this Beis HaMikdash, we would, and it can't be considered already extinguished from the fact that it was starting to burn on the night. Since for us, the Beis HaMikdash, it was just value, say that. So you lit on the ninth, and whatever payments you owe me already on the ninth, you have to pay. But whoever was saying that's not true. Bye. If I would be lighting something where I've got Yecholis, the owner has Yecholis to put it out and will put it out because for him, it's more than just the value. This has an importance for him to own such an item, then we only consider it destroyed once it actually is destroyed. So the person in the titus lit the fire already on the night, it's true. But we had the Yecholis to do tshuva and to try and save our Beis HaMikdash. And had we done that, we could have saved that, the Beis HaMikdash would still be around. So it only actually physically got destroyed on the 10th. And that's why Mirkham was saying we should really mourn the 10th. Okay, that's a close bigger ever, but that's all drush. Let's get back to our Tosfos. Our Tosfos is telling us that the reason why about the international book of Gemara, Abdoi Kibufoi, Shoya Kibufoi, and just like by your money, you're not expecting, if by your money can't run away, and if the person lights a fire, you have to pay for the money. So to the person lights the fire, you have to pay for the gdeed. That's what Rashi says. There's a Shbam between a tithe and a tithe evidence. That's why you have to pay for the gdeed, because you couldn't run away. But if it's a tithe evidence, then why do you have to pay for the evidence? Why don't you have to pay for the evidence? They couldn't run away. So it says, no, it's another thing. That Bailim are there. The owner's there. The owner's watching over it. The owner's watching over it, and therefore we expect from the owner to put it out. Hold on 1 second. If we expect the owner to put it out, then why better the gdeed not? Answer is because the gdeed doesn't know. You don't have to put it out. You wanted to burn my gdeed, but
why not?
Because I'm going to get my money back, so why should I put it out?
But why am I there? The Rav said because he trained him in the Rabbi.
Yeah.
So say the same thing about the gdeed. Say the same thing about the house. Who wants to see the house go on fire?
Huh? It's going to take
years, months,
whatever. Yeah, I mean, that could also be it's what? Because I want to save it. I want to save it. I want him to be able to do it. So it's not to say why. It's not to say why. It's not a reason. And then he mentioned that point. Right? But not some human being you want to say.
Not so well. I mean, he's. But it seems an animal that's suffering, that you don't have an obligation to relieve it from the suffering.
Yeah, so the person likes it also does.
No, of course they do.
So you can't say, well, I expect the other guy to take that off.
Why?
Because Tzavah Chaim, what happened to you? What happened to you, Mr. Tzavah Chaim? Big Tzavah Chaim find you, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would take it off. But I'm going to light it and light it with fire. I'm in it. You can't come on to a claim like that. If you yourself are minded that Tzavah Chaim, you come to what he should be back to
Tzavah Chaim. Yeah, he's concerned about who lit him in the first place. Oh, right. The lighter, but the owner.
The lighter can't say I should be potter because I expect the owner to be firmer than me. Right? That's the old Tzavah Chaim guy saying. Okay, fine. Yossi, why don't you put in such basic?
This is not to another understand the difference between the Eved and the other things. I don't understand.
There is a few different shots. Either of them could be true. It could be a stop. A person sees somebody else burning to favor fellow quasi Jew. No, I personally think Pshat and Tesis is the other in Israel, and Salash of Tesis is an evidence worth more to a person than just the value of the evidence. You buy an evidence from a store, from a shuk, he's worth a certain amount. But as you use him, for me, he's worth more than that value. It's not that the evidence now, the value of the evidence in money wise has gone up because somebody else buys and he won't pay that much. But since he's become part of my household, he knows what he wants. There's certain training of things that now the evidence expected for me to take a new evidence is going to be more. And therefore, the other is expected to put it out. My mom, and it's just a value, that's all it is. It's all it is, value. My value, I'm going to get paid for it. Yeah, I'll get paid for it. That's what Rashi Bar said. He also got, oh, yeah. So a person got his house, he wants to know, you can build the house the same way. You're going to get paid for it. The fact that you didn't put it down, I'm not tying it. But okay, I'd like a new house. I'll tell you. No, that's the thing. You don't want any rent.
So
the people do, she puts in the altar.
He doesn't want the house.
They do.
It's his house.
Because the fact he didn't put that, you can't expect the guy to put a house.
Why?
Because maybe he wants a new house. Maybe he wants a new house. Maybe he wants a new
house. Maybe he wants a weapon. Very question about the seven.
If he wants a new avenue and sell this and buy himself a new avenue, that's his problem.
Want a new house, you sell the house, I can
live in the house. Oh, he wants to live in this location.
Or
maybe he does. You can't say you know for sure
maybe
that.
Maybe he wants to sell this avenue.
If he wants to sell the avenue, you would have done that already.
But he decided today he wants
to sell. Oh, at this second, I'm burning this.
Yes. Yes.
All right. What in mind? The Rashbam, a person that likes a Eved, is not the expectation is the other prefers to keep his Eved if he still has his Eved. The expectation is that other prefers to keep it, the other will move the call to save his Eved. That's the expectation, and therefore he's going to be part. A person likes a building, or likes a show, or likes a deer. He can't have an expectation that the other will put out. Can't have such an expectation because perhaps the other is happy to receive money to buy himself and you redo his house. Perhaps, therefore, he's going to be. He can't have that expectation that we're going to be. Fine. Yes.
The difference between Rashi and Tosfos Vashti in actual understanding the case that's being discussed, by Rashi, there are no two owners there.
There is not there at all.
Yeah.
Could the Rashi person like the fire on place on the animal? The owner is not there. The animal you're going to be chay for. Even if the animal is not tied in. The animal you're going to be chay for. Why? Because the animal's going to say so. And an Eved, you're going to be possible because the Eved should not go. Could the Rashi, we're not talking about coffers at all. In that loose, you're going to be chay for the Eved, for the D and possible the Eved. No, by the ignoring. Why? Because the D doesn't have seichel, she doesn't have seichel, and ever does. And that's how Harashi and as well. From the Rashbam, D does have seichel, and a seichel to run away, and seichel to not have calls, and therefore the D are going to be, if the animal is loose, you're going to be potter, whatever happens. The only way you're going to be having is the animal tiger, that he can't move on. And even though you're going to be potter by the Eved, how can that be? But can't knock it off. Why should we bother? Okay, I'll add on a point that the other was there. And if you're there, you're going to be happy for the D, even though the other is there. Why? Because by the evidence expected to remove it, and the other by the D is happy to remove it. Yeah? Fine.
Basically, can the state
No. Why should I bother?
He could have not lit it as well.
Now, why should I bother? The guy wants to burn, I think, the backstreet wants to pay me a new one. like the new model of the car. I wouldn't have sold my car myself. Is there anything?
So you say that because of the dust and the damage, now the other of this gedim is going to have to maybe decide what selling the car is. You don't have the full value. You're not getting full value. You have a bunch of fear to do. He has to take the carcass. He has to go sell it on the marketplace. He then has to find a new gedim. He has to train the gedim.
Okay. That's the pshat l'Rashba. Now we have a third pshat. Okay, so we've got the pshat l'Rashbam and the Rashi. Now we have a third pshat. Rabbeinu Tam mefarsh. The itzrich gdi kofos techayiv avagav de patrinon tomon beish. Rabbeinu Tam, it's the second last narrative. Four brish tom. Rabbeinu Tam mefarsh. Now you have to work out. Have you seen this thesis yet?
Yeah,
you have to work out whether Rabbeinu Tam is more like the Rashba, or more like Rashi, or his own Mala. Let's try and focus. Is he more like Rashba or more like Rashi? That's what we should try and focus on. Rabbeinu Tam afresh. The Itzrich Dikofos, the Chayim, Avagav de Patrinon, Tomon Beish. Do you remember what the Kash of Tesis was that Tesis is coming to answer? What was the cash of Tesis?
Why not
So he's going to answer that question. Rabbeinu Tam say, I'm going to explain to you why we spoke in the ratio that they're both summer, that they're both that the gdi was kofos. Why we said in the ratio the gdi was kofos? You know why? This is such a chiddush. I learned this thesis, Alemarish, couldn't believe it. Rabbeinu Tam Farish, the Itzrich Gdi Kofos. You know why in the Rishon it says the Gdi was Kofos? To tell me that you're Chayim eating by Gdi Kofos. You might have thought you'd be potter by Gdi Kofos. Afaga. Yeah. You might have thought you're potter by Gdi Kofos.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Should you know that? You know why? Afaga, the patrin on top of Beish. We know the rule is that Eish is only chayim for God. It's not chayim for Tom. So you might have thought, well, I don't know that, the Doshinon might call the Goli. I've called the Goli. That's what we learn. We learn that Tom is only chayim, that the Eish is only chayim for Goli, not Tom. No. What does that mean? You're not chayim for Tom. What does that mean, you're not chayim for Tom? It's kind of unexpected. It's not Shkia. The thing should be hidden. So that's why the Torah said, you're only chayim for things which are Shkia, not for things which aren't Shkia. So Kedaita, I might have thought, the Chol Dova Delav Umchei, anything which is not Umchei, Lav Ken Kamohu, that's not Ken Kamohu. And Cheskin tells us that the Besoid of Tomon is, it's Lav Umchei. The reason why it's part of a Talmud is because it's not normal. Normal for things to be hidden in the history. That's why the Torah said, "Yesh chayv." Only things which are normal. The things which are not normal are not chayv.
Irrespective of whether.
And therefore, says Tosfos, "So can they talk to chol dover de lav ochiu lav ken kamo o poto ugdi ein dauko ilis kapos." It's not normal ugdi to be tied up. I might have thought they would be bottle. That's what the Rish is teaching to us. You're still chayev. Unbelievable. I see a gdi tied up. I see it. I see a gedi tied up. It's a weird case. Whenever it's a gedi tied up, I see it. I see the gedi tied up. It's weird. The sulkadaita that al only chayva normal cases. If this case would have come to basin, he said, what? The gedi was tied up? Yeah, wow, that's a weird case. And there's a hundred in it. And weird case is your portal. Because by Torah your portal, so maybe you'll be brought all to this case. What a happening. A happening was you would have thought anything which is out of the ordinary, anything down of the box, you're brought up for.
The real stretch on getting this.
Yeah. What's the chiddush?
Why is it going to add this first?
What does that mean? So why we don't say what's the third teaching?
I was adding this.
I'm not adding anything.
For that you saw the rope and the key is tied up. Oh, you see that B there. You don't see it tied up.
Say a word about that.
Yeah, you know what?
Because it doesn't say
actually.
It doesn't say otherwise.
The case is so calm or not calm. He didn't see it tied up. He didn't. He saw it next to it. He didn't see the rope. And therefore, he thought that he's not going to be tied. And the beat it was tied. You know what? His father.
Very nice. Well, see, just one, there's just something missing. They didn't see it. They didn't see it.
They didn't see what?
That was tied.
I did not see it.
Those words are missing. I'm missing. Those words are missing. And think about
it. Not missing.
Oh, just doesn't see it.
It's exactly what we just spoke about.
It's everything. The one
thing that we need to come on.
Okay, so I'm saying that
it can possibly be, and you see the tied up in a deep butter. No way, no how do we get to that?
There's no hole.
And normal is that it's not, when you don't see it tied up, you have to have expected that it's tied up.
That's your
but if you see it tied up, you can't say it's not normal. You see it tied up.
That's your yourself.
What is the world say otherwise? Shouldn't we pull up? Where is it otherwise? Please, I
want to
see.
Where is it?
I don't see it any here. I don't see it.
Because the fact that you don't see it. The fact that you don't see it is what it says.
It doesn't say what the Rav is saying. I don't see what the Rav is saying.
It says the Gnir was Kofos. It doesn't say, and you didn't see
he
it.
He was Kofos. Yes, that's what we see as the
I understand. So we have a major machlokes between Yossi and myself on this point. What have you done a Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say a word. Does that mean if the Gemara doesn't say a word, you're expected to understand something which it doesn't say? Or the Gemara doesn't say a word, it means you meant to read the Gemara, like it says. That's the Shaila. Shaila Shkoch. So, Yossi understands, because of Pshat in the hand, I agree with you. Pshat and Taisi would be more smart if you be right. That Taisi tells us a Chiddush, that Koma, the Soda, the Torah taught us what is so called Toma. Now, that's possible we've seen now in Taisi and in Rashi. We saw Rashi in Taisi. Then, when the Torah says Toma, and you're not mentioned, I just close your eyes, okay, Toma, thank you. That's what the Torah is teaching you. No. The Torah is teaching us is soid, something which we're meant to work out the cloning. The Torah tells us Tormans come teach us something. Go to Rashi, come teach us. There's a lack of a pshia. The Rashi understood it. Lack of a pshia. Not pshia. A lack of pshia. Lack of negligence. That's what Rashi answered. Torah says, no, don't tell something else. Tell me you should know you're not high for Asian, something which is not shia. Something else in common, something which is out of the box, something not. Not expected so much. Not shia. So not all okay, the world of choices. Do you think?
For example, there's no I'm talking.
When was the last time you saw the new tie down? Yeah, from New York Street.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, on the 10th of Nissan, we saw the new tie
down. Yeah, okay, fine. That's a long time ago when you saw that one. So. So Mela says Taisa, okay, I hear Yossi the way you're reading it,
but he has a big speech to me. I'm only aware of it.
Oh, right.
That's
why I fell off the chair when I saw this thing. I'm Mamish Manager. Yossi wants to make the taste not so Makudish. Says you're not aware of it. Yossi understands that we're talking about Yossi understands that you didn't see the egg he was tied down. It was tied up, but you didn't see it.
He thought it was tied up, it was outside the dish, you didn't see it.
Okay, that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
It was tied up, you didn't see. So it's therefore something I don't have to expect that the gdi, they can't run away. But if you did see it, then you can't see it. It's definitely easier, less chiddush. Machmi, but I think in the words of the Gemara, it's salsa moritz.
Don't just learn in Talmud in Matanis, where if you expect a farmer or someone to put their tools in the Kaddish, even though it's Talmud, but it's expected to be there.
No, like the thing which I like, there's levels. There is, so if it's something like a purse, and then there's things which are sometimes kept there, but yeah, this place is not getting a lot so normal to keep there, and then there's things which are the cloud visible. So there's levels, and you're right, very well remembered. You're right, the Gemara there said the Klebo Ligin, the Klee on the Makresha, people do keep them, but the income they get brought by Thomas. So the thing, yeah, right. If you keep them, it's not so shkia, the play with numbers. 20%, 30% shliach, yeah. Anyway, Yossi, I like your pshat in Tosis, I like your pshat. I just didn't think in the Gemara we saw all that way. But definitely in Tosis takes away the whole chiddush of what I thought Tosis was saying. And now look at this. This, we learned a Mishnah of some Alakim days. Look at Torah, is Anim B'mokim Echad and Ashim B'mokim Achim. And Torah is one place, you don't see it. And somewhere else, you can learn somewhere else months and years later, and you have a wow, you have a pshat. We learned this Mishnah then, it could even be that somebody was not either or other. We probably didn't have an answer at the time. Mishnah, that's some kind of a base, talks about Talmud, talks about the halachas of Talmud. Then all of a sudden, mentioned like the Samach Levi Eved Kofa story, and then goes back to Talmud. From review, the Talmudic is a beer, they pay for Talmud. So it juxtaposed in the middle of the Mishnah Talmud, bit on this halacha, maybe big halacha. Why on earth did it come? Why is it there? My question. Why is it there, Bechon? That was a kishu, a kishu gadol, and no one on the page speaks of that. A place, and the chav base on the base. Answer. He said, that's why it's there, to tell me, because the chiddush is done. We know in Tommy you're not chayv, it's not okay. You might have thought you wouldn't be chayv also this D, which is kavos, because it's not okay. Kamashal, no. Don't take it so far. You're not chayv in this case. There's those of Givaldik. He says, Lekach Tanya, he must listen to Akunis, also plugged into Tommy. That, the first right line. That's why the Mishnah in Akunis brings this. After the machlokes of Tomon of Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanon, and then Ubosa ha Kovo Digdi Kovos, after this case of the Kovos, Ketoni Umaydim Chacham and Rebbe Yehuda, Pematic Biro, Shemeshanim Koma Shemeseir. After this case, it now tells you the case that the Chomim Hamask and Rebbe Yehuda, if somebody goes and lights a house, then you have to pay for everything inside that. So the beginning of the Mishnah Tumah Talmud and the end of the Mishnah Tumah Talmud. The Hipsig Ach Bobo Digdi, the Hipsig Ach Bobo, I lost the place, the Hipsig Hatane, the High Bobo, and admitted that this time was Mafsig with this case of Gdi. Get the precious, you know, I did it like I explained it. Lashminon, the Apagav the Lav Ukhei. Big D, Lias Kovos, Chayev. Even though it's not normal for the Gdi to be tied, it's still. Let me help you out. I'm going to put on the board, shouldn't have been.
Why is it? I was supporting the happening.
So what's the answer? That's the answer.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Very good.
What's the scoping? What is it seems to be supporting that Amun is extended to Moshkichin.
Once I first was right down, I'll be at the
no, yeah.
What's that offer by the couples? Oh, yeah, it says clearly in Mishnah, yeah? What's that logo with this solved? Who's the guy? Why did he talk about this case? Why not talk about this case? This is the Kiddush. You might have thought that, okay, Mashlon, even though it is not okay, you're still okay. That's the commercial. This case is the big case. Why? Because you might suppose it's the dearest compost, maybe you're not high for it. Because it's an unusual thing. Gemash Malon is not the same as Torah. That's the Gemash Malon. Why exactly is not the same as Torah? Rock at two. Work out the summer. That's the Gemash Malon. Gemash Malon is not the same as Torah. Both like Rashi, and we're definitely talking about this case because of.
Do you see that you hold that Rashi by someone?
Come to answer the question. We had a question of three. Why did we talk about the bigger pillars? We talked about the bigger pillars. This case, right? Talk about the case of the top of even A of that area.
That's Rashi.
That was the question of three.
Yeah.
It's like about the place with understanding that you'd be chayim, and then we'll talk about this case. So when she answers, no, this is the pillars. And if so, he's not being chayza from the halacha. He's not being chayza from the Nuskarishan. The Nuskarishan was, why are you talking about the bigger chiddush? So what's the answer? This is the bigger chiddush. He's not saying that you were wrong. In this case, you're positive. And the reason why he spoke about this case is because this is the only case of chayza. Else again, I want you to work this through. We're looking inside of me. If I'm asking a question, Why did you tell me the bigger fish? What does that tell me? Both of them or only one of them is fine?
Initially, based on those words, they both are.
They're both kind.
That's a solid idea.
If the answer is that this is a finish, that means I'm keeping what you just said. Because I'm telling you, you had a question. Why did you say the bigger fish? I'm saying the same fish.
Since it follows the Shita of the Rashbam,
but he's answering the first question.
Yeah, but he's following the Shita of the Rashbam.
Let me come in. Let me come in and tell me.
That's the word that we all need. Because that's the only one. I see nothing here saying that I need a second also. Nothing here. And the reason why I
have a problem is because I'm trying to answer the question. Yeah, the question. Why say this case? Say this case. The answer is it's true to say this case.
Yeah, only.
Not only.
Only.
And it's not it's true. Then it's not it's true. If the only case of crying is here, then that's why it's sending.
That's why it is today.
No. If the mission comes down in this case, you're crying against your prophet. There's only one case of crying. Then you got to answer why it says that case.
Yeah, because you have a question.
What's the question? It says that case for that question, that case. What are the case?
Oh.
If you want to live, if you want to live, if you want to live. So what's the case of crying?
Right.
Which case of crying?
That case.
The mission that you're trying to do, the other question. Why did you tell me you can't solve? The answer is you do not have to solve. And the story, we're not told. Explain to me why this is the grounds. But then you're the mission that you're trying to do.
Brings Rabbi and Tom, that is the only case because you touch her in the second case.
No,
so that's why if you're going to read it, what he's doing is he's explaining Rashi, but he's answering Rashi insofar as why he was not doing it, he wanted to get to the English.
Right.
And here's the very
thing. Possibly, it's not Who cares? The Mishnah told me it gives your chayim. You should know in this case, it's all the bag. So no, you might get your chayim. That's not your fault. No, it's not explaining to you. The reason why it's not explaining why we chose that case.
It's like the Mishnah. That's proof that he holds like Rashi.
Right. Okay, listen. Tomorrow is Wednesday. It's not Wednesday. It happens to be the day before Ben, the day before. I want to come and finish off places tomorrow. Okay, 9:30, finish off. Okay?
That's what the guy's lawyer will
Basic, you have to follow through. If Jason is married to explain something, when there's only one piece of guy, means it's something wrong. Basic logic. The Mishnah told me you're chayav. That's it. Says you don't know why. Mishnah said this case you're chayav. It might be why? Because there's no other case. There's only one case. Why do we name?
We have got his mother.
They want the time. Why do we? Why? Why are we eating cheesecake only on one day? I suppose. Why not on the second day? But there is no other day.
Then we eat the cheesecake on the first day.
No, you should know why, because cheesecake is matria. If you count it all up with Bob Sivan, but maybe we eat all Bob Sivan. No, because it's only day. That's not giving me toast. You don't.
So you have shine.
The answer to that is the only case. That's the answer to the question that you asked.
The question.
What was the question? Why pick on that case?
Yes.
The answer is that there is no other case.
There is no other case.
So that is the question.
I don't think it's to you. What's the
case? When there's no God in the there's no God in the next year after day. And the same, there is no other case. Then you're going to have to try and do, and everything's good. What did he tell you? Tom for?
Yes, I'm saying.
Yeah.
If it's so posh that he's chayav on the Hebrew summer.
Yeah.
What could be the happy state that he's chayav?
He's going to be chayav. The Medina Talmud. But he's chayav.